Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Health Matters that you see on WVUA television, also on the website of WVUA, and on the website of the University Medical Center. I'm told by the people that know how to do such things that this becomes a podcast that many of you listen to, and we appreciate that. Dr. Wida is Associate Director of Clinical Affairs. Help me through this.
Associate Dean for Clinical Affairs and Chief Medical Officer.
There you go.
At University Medical Center, College of Community Health Sciences.
And see, I would read that off your business card, but it wouldn't fit on a business card.
Exactly.
And frankly, I should have been better prepared to have that. Thank you, as always, for bailing me out, Dr. White. It's good to see you again. We're talking about COVID, and we've talked less and less about COVID. That certainly doesn't mean it's going away or that smart medical people like you and others aren't continuing to keep a very close eye on it. Today, we're going to talk about COVID and summer travel. Travel, exposing yourself in other places, is something you want folks to think about.
Correct. You're going to be in an enclosed environment when you travel, particularly, say, on a plane or a train. So it makes sense to take a little extra precaution.
Do you take extra precaution if you were getting on a plane today where they're not requiring masks anymore? Would you wear one anyway, or do you feel if that guidance is dropped, you can trust the guidance and follow it? What would you personally do?
Well, personally, I flew last week, and I put my mask on when I was in the plane, and also when I was in the airport, when I was sitting very close to other people. So I still use the mask. I think it's still a very important way of protection. Of course, another way of protection is making sure you're vaccinated and having the appropriate boosters, because that, too, decreases your chance of getting severely ill.
I've had every vaccine and booster that you all recommended we get. Haven't heard from you in a while. How far down the road, here we're sitting here talking, approaching late June, mid-June and late June, how far down the road might I get an email going, it's time to get another booster shot as we head into late summer or fall? Do you anticipate that coming in the months ahead?
Well, it's hard to tell. If you're over 50 at this point, you've probably have already had two boosters, and that may be sufficient. We don't know yet. They're going to be obviously looking at how long that second booster lasts. Now, good news, new news, is that for children over the age of 6 months, they can now get a primary vaccine series that just got approved this weekend. And so that's a very important step to keeping transmission down.
I guess when I ask you some questions, I like to make it personal so people, I know they believe what you say, but it makes it more believable. If you had an 8-month-old baby and it's been approved now, would you go ahead and have that baby vaccinated? Would you recommend to your parent, patients, that they take a hard look at that and seriously consider getting the vaccine?
Well, I have grandchildren, yeah. And some of them are a little bit older than 8 months, yeah. But I certainly would recommend they get it. They are under the age of 5, and I think it's very important that they get it.
So the typical family throwing their clothes and swimwear into their station wagon and off they go for a vacation. Besides precautions with mask and flying that you've already mentioned, tell us what else that family ought to consider as they travel to the beach, to the mountains, to a resort. What are some things you'd ask them to think about?
Well, if you're outside in an open air environment, you're not going to need to have a mask on there because there's just a lot of air, a lot of circulation, so the virus is not real dense. But if you're in a very crowded environment, I would still recommend a mask. Certainly, always recommend hand washing. You know what your mom used to tell you, wash your hands before you eat. Well, that still applies with COVID. It really does help decrease the transmission.
It's a good habit to get into COVID or not, to wash your hands. And I'm fist bumping and noticing others fist bumping more than gripping hands. Those little things that came out of COVID might be a positive thing going forward for health wellness. Would you agree with that?
Sure. That helps decrease transmission of any kind of virus. I mean, we saw a marked decrease in flu virus over last year because of things people were doing. They were having separation. They were wearing masks. They were being careful. They were doing more hand washing. And so that's another thing that they can do, is try to maintain a 6-foot separation if they are in a group or in a seating area. Certainly try to pick a restaurant that has a little more distance between tables.
What would you say, looking into your crystal ball, and I know you have a crystal ball, down the road as we start hearing about flu shots, do you think it might be something we do in conjunction with a COVID vaccine, maybe in the fall, that we might get that a COVID shot like a flu shot as a booster each year? You think that is a possibility?
I mean, it certainly can be a possibility. It's such a new virus. We have to see again how the boosters are working for long-term immunity. So sometimes my crystal ball is really a bowling ball, mm-hmm. and it doesn't quite be clear, but it certainly is a possibility, and I think we'll see more information coming towards August, September as they look at that.
Like so many things that deal with our health, when it comes specifically to a family, to a child, to anyone in the family, begin with your family doctor and make sure he's got a record, he or she's got a record of everything you've done up to this point. Get that final guidance from them. I'm sure that's something you'd agree with.
Absolutely. Consult your private physician, your personal physician, particularly if you think you've been exposed or if you have symptoms. And so with traveling, one of the things that's important, if you're developing symptoms that are consistent with COVID, get tested. And now you can get those tests over the counter, you can self-test, and if it's positive, you need to isolate. Even if you're at the beach or somewhere else, don't go out, don't infect other people. You need to isolate for at least 5 days.
If you got an over-the-counter self-test and it tested positive, would that be good enough for you, or would you then maybe go to a clinic, to a physician, and go, I want a more involved test to verify this? Or do you think if it's positive over the counter, it's probably positive?
To me, a positive is a positive.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you don't necessarily have to run to a clinic, but you do need to certainly isolate. Now, if you have medical conditions that put you at moderate or high risk of getting severe COVID, you may want to connect with a clinic, because there are medications now that can help, again, reduce your chance of hospitalization. They're not very effective if you're in the low-risk category, but if you're in the high-risk category, say over the age of 65 or chronic medical problems, you may want to get some additional help.
It seems to me, correct me if I need to be corrected, but the variants that we've dealt with more recently, while not as debilitating as the original COVID that we dealt with, it can still sneak up on people, can still spread as easy or even more easily. So it's not something we should say, well, these variants don't amount to much, I'm not going to worry about it. They can pose a real risk to people, especially people who are predisposed to health problems.
Correct. The variants may be a little bit more transmissible, but it seems like they are not quite as severe as the Delta variant was as far as hospitalizations. But that still doesn't mean that you're going to be totally protected. If you've been vaccinated, decreases your chance of being hospitalized quite dramatically versus if you're not vaccinated. That's about a 70 times difference in the death rate between a vaccinated, fully vaccinated with boosters, and somebody who has not been vaccinated at all.
Dr. Whitey, you've walked us through COVID from the first time we heard about it. We started doing segments about it. Your input, your visits to our studio have been so valuable to us. I know that's your job, but we appreciate you taking the extra time to come and visit with us on health matters over the last couple of years. And we've enjoyed it, and thank you so much for your expertise.
And thank you for the opportunity to tell people about COVID and help keep them safe.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.